Sorry, you already got the outlaw Josie Jewell. I'm sure that's nothing new for you, right?
No, it's all good with me. Yeah, it kind of happened in college. Hopefully it keeps on going. We'll see.
Impressions of Denver first. I'm sure you've probably been here before, kind of being in close proximity.
Yeah, once or twice I've been here. I came on a visit for official 30. It was my favorite place out of any of those official 30s I took. So it's a special place, and I just can't wait to keep on working here.
What about it made it your favorite when you came out here?
Just the culture and the coaches talking to them and some of the players talking to them too. Kind of feels like, what I've grown up with, kind of going to Iowa and then coming here. Just amazing culture and a winning culture.
Without having worked with them yet, you look at this defense, what do you characterize about?
This defense?
Broncos defense.
Crazy. I mean, they got a lot of playmakers on the defense already. Bringing in other draft picks, up on the front end of it for Sam and the Will. They're just good all the way around, and it's an exciting thing to be a part of, and hopefully, coming in these next couple weeks, I can be more a part of it.
How do you feel like you can contribute most?
I hopefully come in on special teams and hopefully help coaches or help the players and help the team as much as possible there. And then if my role extends, that'd be awesome, whatever coaches see fit.
Tackles can become a little bit of a lost art in football. I mean, especially at the NFL level because they don't do it a lot in practice anymore. But you are a machine at Iowa. What is the key to being a good tackler and then transferring it to this level?
Just a lot of fundamental stuff that we worked on. I think the coaches, back in college really helped me out with that, just to be able to focus on that. It's all about, the small details, being able to wrap up and roll or whatever you're doing, just depending on what kind of tackle you're supposed to make. So, that's all the coaches.
Josie, you get to play quick. I mean, it's one of those things where speed, there's football speed, there's diagnostic speed. You're known for diagnosing what plays there are and getting there. That transfers to whatever level you play in, doesn't it?
I hope so, yeah. We'll see, just ready for this opportunity, ready, to get out in the field and play with other guys.
How does your game complement Brandon Marshall and Todd Davis?
I haven't been out with them, practicing, so I don't know yet. But hopefully we'll find out in this next couple weeks here.
What was the key to managing it? Such a big workload. Troy mentioned all your tackles, but you were basically on the field for every single snap. Just how did you manage that, during your college career?
Yeah, I think I had a lot of great teammates around me that allowed me to play like that. Very trustworthy teammates around me where I could trust what they're going to do and how to play off them, and the coaching staff definitely helped me to get where I was.
What's your scouting report on Fumagalli and Deshaun we just talked to? What can you tell us about those two?
Two really good dudes just from talking to them these last couple of days. Great players too from what I've seen, from what I've played against, especially both of them. Great guys that can also, play pretty good football.
Did you match up against Fumagalli in coverage then?
A little bit, I think. Yeah, I think it happened 1 or 2 years.
What was he like?
He's a quick guy. He's got good hands. So, he's one of those really good tight ends you got to watch out for.
Thank you.